I'm ready.
One of the great women in golf are joining us right now. My Great Women in Golf segment tonight is featuring the noted author and golf travel expert, Taba Dale, one of our own right here from Phoenix, Arizona. Taba, welcome to the show. Craig Renshaw and I welcome you.
Hi, Ray. I'm so happy to be here with you guys.
Well, there she is, Craig. You know that voice.
Great.
It's very Taba's voice, and it's so great to have you on, Taba. And I know we only have just a couple minutes, but the first thing I want to do is I want to talk to you about your newest, latest, greatest book about golf in Scotland, where my heritage is from.
Wow. You know, you just make me smile. Whatever you say, it just makes me smile. I'm so honored. Yeah, the name of this book is Golfers. Scotland is Calling. That's the name of the book.
Well, I hear the call right now, right even through my headphones. I hear it. And it's in a beautiful Scottish brogue, and it's saying, come to me.
Come to me. Well, you know, it's interesting. When I literally saw the cover of the book in my mind's eye, and I wanted the outline of Scotland to be in tartan. And so it is. That's what the cover looks like. Golfer Scotland is Calling. And so you see the outline of Scotland. Not a lot of people would know that that is the country of Scotland, but everybody knows that tartan, that plaid. They just resonate with that plaid.
What's the book about, other than going to play golf in Scotland?
Is 10 stories about playing golf in Scotland. Mm. It starts at Prestwick, the birthplace of the Open Championship in 1860.
Yeah.
So I take you into the clubhouse, and I take you onto the course, and I do that at 10 different locations.
Craig, isn't that amazing? What a creative mind. And,
yep,
of course, the words are beautiful, but to take you to the clubhouse and start you off and then take you out to the course and play around in 10 different places. So, of course, Prestwick is where you start with us. I know that you're going to carry us to the old course at St. Andrews.
Yes, I am.
And then I'm wondering a couple of two or three others just to tease us, please.
Yes. So when we move on from Prestwick, when you go into the clubhouse, you actually see a replica of the claret jug and the championship belt that every winner of the Open Championship would win back in the days of young Tom Morris. But he won it 3 times, so he got to keep the belt, which is why they had to come up with another trophy, which became the claret jug. But from there, we go to Musselburgh, which is outside of Edinburgh, and golf has been played at Musselburgh since the 1670s. It was 9 holes, and it is 9 holes, and it's inside of a racetrack. And when they would play there, they would go around and around and around and around.
When you say that it's inside of a racetrack,
yes,
are you talking about a horse racetrack?
Yes, I am. And they still have races there. They still have meets. They still have horse races at Musselburgh.
Now, you know there's another golf course in the world that's inside of a racetrack, too.
Which one is that?
Craig, do you know?
500.
The Indianapolis 500 Motor Speedway has a golf course inside the loop.
I didn't know
that. 10 holes, I believe.
Now you know everything. It's not the whole course. You're right, Craig. It's only a few holes. All right, let's get back to Musselburgh.
This is what's so wonderful about golf. I tell you a story. Then you tell me a story, and then we share our stories, and we share experiences, and we share memories, and we create memories. And this is what I think is the most incredible, special thing about golf, is we create this golf glue with our stories and our memories.
It is a mesh. It is a network. Scotland is Calling,
yes,
and Taba Dale is the author, and she's going to take you to Prestwick and the old course at St. Andrews and Musselburgh, and I'm wondering where else. Maybe Carnoustie is in there.
Before we get to the old course, we go to Muirfield.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Jack Nicklaus's favorite, I guess.
Jack Nicklaus would have gone to the original Muirfield, and you know, like with other experiences, I take you through the gates of Muirfield, which were custom made, and they're incredible. They are works of art, and being an art dealer myself, an art collector myself, I notice these things. I notice that right next door is Gray Walls, this incredible hotel that is a five-star experience. It's an Edwardian manor house, and there's a fantastic, gorgeous garden attached to the house. So if you do go to Scotland and you get to stay at Gray Walls, you're having the ultimate experience. And the man who built it, he told the architect he only wanted to be a Mashie Niblick away from the 18th green, because obviously he's a golfer.
Mashie Niblick. Craig, what's a Mashie Niblick, Craig?
I'm guessing that's like a four wood, isn't it?
I think it's a nine iron, isn't it?
I have no idea.
It's like a nine iron.
Well, that's okay. Our wonderful golf audience, I'm sure, will be starting to send me emails at golfadams@msn.com. All right, golfers, Scotland is calling. Taba Dale is the author, and the reason why she is an eminent expert is because not only does she put together beautiful, wonderful golf travel tours all over the world, and especially to that part of the world, but Taba has been to every one of these places, and she's played these courses, and she knows what she's talking about. Taba, how do they get the book?
Well, you can go onto my website, which is Clare House Publishing. Clare is spelled C-L-A-R-E, Clare. Clare House Publishing. And right on the homepage, it'll say, buy the book. And there's the book right on there. You can
That's
also
C-L-A-R-E House, all one word, Clare House.
Clare House Publishing. You can also go direct to Amazon. And if you just type in Golfers Scotland is Calling Book, you have to put in the word book from the homepage. It's so new, you know, you have to have enough people actually go look for it. Come right up. Golfers Scotland is Calling Book, and it'll come right up.
All right, Golfers Scotland is Calling by Taba Dale. And we also, Taba, you're bringing us a surprise, wonderful addition to my holiday gift guide on behalf of the Golf Heritage Society. What do you have that folks can give the golfer in their life?
Oh, well, this is really special for me to be the one to tell you about this, because I am a newly appointed member of the Board of Directors of Golf Heritage Society, which is a 50-year-old organization devoted to the history and traditions of the game of golf. And they have a special membership now for 1 year for $50, because they're celebrating their 50th anniversary. Mm-hmm. So the Golf Heritage Society, on their website, if you go to Golf Heritage Society, just golfheritage.org, right there you see join, and you can just join. But for $50, you could not only join, but you could also buy a membership as a gift to the golfer in your life.
Yay. So what a great idea, Craig. You go to golfheritage.org. This is the Golf Heritage Society. And the Golf Heritage Society is all things history of golf. They have 50 years of golf articles and golf history that's all in their archives. You can access all of that as a member. I'm a member. You can go to their Facebook site and follow them on Facebook, Golf Heritage Society, and get involved in all the different discussions. And so I'll tell you what, these people that are a member of this Golf Heritage Society, they know their golf history, and they're very serious about it, and it's fun to follow them and look at the comments and learn. I've learned so much by just the members' comments. Forget about even getting into the discussion. I know today, Taba, one of the questions was, who's the greatest golfer without ever winning a major? What's the greatest player who never won a major? And they had people like Colin Montgomery in there, and they had numerous other ones in there. I remembered P. Peter Oosterhaus. And so I wrote Peter Oosterhaus. And Craig, you know Peter. He was on this show many, many times with me over the years. He led the European Order of Merit. Well, he won the Order of Merit 7 years in a row or something. Now, this was before Colin Montgomery came on the scene and dominated. But before him, Peter Oosterhaus dominated. And he didn't win a major.
That's remarkable. See, I didn't know that. And I love learning that. I love
And that's Golf Heritage Society stuff for you right there. But they also have lots of other things. They're some of the biggest collections of golf memorabilia and golf history and golf heritage items that these people have, the collectors that are part of the society. And you can go in and learn all about those pieces, and you can start collecting and buying and selling, and you can be a part of all of that. I think they are joined up with the Hickory Society too, where they have golf tournaments where they play with their hickory shafted clubs, Taba. Am I right about that? I think so.
Well, yes, and I'm actually dying to do it myself. I have only held a hickory golf club in my hand when I was at Musselburgh in Scotland. But the members, and I think I'm allowed to say this, even Ben Crenshaw is a member. So you can be into books, you can be into memorabilia, you can be into all kinds of artifacts. In fact, since I'm a brand new regional director, Region 9 is my region, includes Arizona and California and Hawaii. One of the things, the president is Bern Bernanke, and he's just amazing. Everybody is so warm and welcoming and giving me these great ideas, and he said, you know what, Taba, you could do? You could have a gathering of people, and, for instance, you could do this, have a show and tell and ask people to bring maybe a smallish item, since you'd be carting it somewhere. Maybe you'd come up to where I am at Troon. And it would be something that you own, that you know about, and you tell us. You tell us what this is that you have. You tell us the story. And this was amazing. I learned from Byrne just the other day. Mm-hmm. This is amazing. This man, he's a man, he collects golf jewelry.
Huh.
I thought that was amazing. So people collect all kinds of things, from small things like jewelry, postcards, works of art. But there are some really knowledgeable collectors. And when you're a member of the society, you have access to all this knowledge, all these people, all their archives. And I think one of the greatest benefits, this is what got me hooked. They produce a magazine 4 times a year, quarterly journal, and it's called The Golf. And in The Golf are stories about all the things we're talking about.
I have a copy, the most recent one. Yeah, I have it.
Just the greatest.
It is. It's wonderful. Well, there's all of that available and more. We've only got about 30 seconds left, but I want to thank you, Taba, for joining us. Taba Dale, the author of Golfers Scotland is Calling. You go to clarehousepublishing.com, clarehousepublishing.com, or you can go to Amazon. You have to type the name in, Golfers Scotland is Calling, and also golfheritage.org. Pay the $50 for the golfer in your life. Give it to them as a gift. The certificate will be there at the website. Go to golfheritage.org. And this is a wonderful holiday gift that will last all year long. Taba, thanks so much for joining.
My pleasure.
There she is, Taba Dale.